Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Saturday, August 22nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Here's what moved markets this week. Tech carried the major U.S. stock averages higher on Friday, with Apple alone adding more than $100 billion to its market cap. The impasse over further federal coronavirus relief didn't faze investors as the week's economic reports wrapped up with strong existing home sales and robust PMI composite flash print. Crude oil slipped 1.3%, pushing the energy stocks mostly lower. The dollar index rose 0.5%. For the week, the NASDAQ advanced 2.7%, highlighting strong demand for tech amid the pandemic. The S&P managed a 0.7% gain, and the Dow was roughly flat. China and the United States will meet in the coming days to discuss the progress of the Phase 1 trade deal reached in February, say Beijing officials. Earlier this week, the White House signaled that no high-level trade talks were on the schedule. Phase 1 requires China to import $77 billion more than 2017 levels of certain U.S. goods within the first year, and official data suggests China is running far behind schedule on that target. Robinhood's latest funding round comes from D1 Capital Holdings, boosting its valuation from $8.6 billion and marking its third major investment in 5 months. The news comes about a week after the stock trading app company announced plans to hire hundreds of additional registered financial representatives to serve its growing numbers of customers. In June, the company's daily average revenue trades exceeded those of publicly traded brokerage firms. Last month, Robinhood got $320 million of investment added to an earlier series of funding that was announced in April, and in May, it announced a $280 million round of investment. It will use the latest funding to improve its core product and customer experience. Johnson & Johnson, one of the two best credit risks in the U.S. corporate world, borrowed $7.5 billion at historically cheap yields to fund a planned $6.5 billion acquisition of Momenta Pharmaceuticals. The offering priced in six parts, ranging from five-year notes with a coupon of 0.55% to a tranche of 40-year notes with a coupon of 2.45%. The AAA-rated J&J got a rating for the new debt of AAA from Moody's, though with a negative outlook, as the ratings agency expects slower growth from J&J's non-pharmaceutical businesses. Asked about reports that Oracle will make a bid for ByteDance's TikTok, President Trump said, "Well, I think Oracle is a great company, and I think its owner is a tremendous guy, a tremendous person. I think that Oracle would be certainly somebody that could handle it." Earlier this month, Microsoft said it was holding acquisition talks with ByteDance and the White House. Last week, Trump gave ByteDance 90 days to sell off TikTok's U.S. operations. For a second time this year, Boeing is preparing to offer further voluntary buyouts to its employees, extending its workforce cuts beyond the original 10% target unveiled in April, Bloomberg reports, citing an internal message from CEO Dave Calhoun. The voluntary layoffs will be offered to workers in the plane maker's commercial airplanes unit, services division, and corporate operation, Calhoun said in the message. Boeing began laying off 6,700 employees in late May, part of the 10% staff cuts outlined in April. Electric prices in the western U.S. soared to record highs as California consumers experienced more rolling outages after the state grid operator ordered utilities to cut power to reduce strain on the system during a record-breaking heat wave. Power prices at the Palo Verde hub in Arizona rose to $350.50 per megawatt hour, the highest in the 10 years that Refinitiv has been compiling data, Reuters reported. In California, prices at SP15 in the southern part of the state rose to $270.75 per megawatt hour, the highest since August 2018. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.